It's as socially distant as dating can get.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz hang up or hang out on Star 102.5.
We're ready to try again and see if we can get a connection between two of our listeners. Let's first bring on to the show Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. Tell us a little bit about you, Jonathan.
Well, I'm from Des Moines. I'm 30 years old.
Yep.
And I've been divorced for about 3 years.
Okay.
For a living, I work construction. And I work out a little bit. I mean, not just on the job, but I actually go to the gym. And the problem is I really like potato chips.
Yeah, well,
I
mean,
I don't see that.
Uphill battle. I'm like pushing the ball up the hill, and it keeps rolling back down every day.
Yeah, the struggle's real.
I don't see the problem. It makes sense to me. All right, that's good. Okay. We like to do this warm-up question where we ask you to do your best impression. Whether you have a celebrity, maybe it's a sound effect, whatever you have, we want to hear it.
Wow. I only do this when I've had a couple beers, but I can try one a bit sober. Let's
sure.
Hear Will.
All right.
My name is Bond. James Bond. We are the Knights of the Round Table. Who is it?
It's very good. It's the one and only Sean Connery.
Yes.
It's been popular. Yes.
Not bad. All right.
Well, I got to tell you, you're the third week in a row where the guy has done Sean Connery. So.
No. Yeah. Okay.
But they're getting progressively better.
Do you think?
Yes, I thought
okay.
Jonathan's was good
so
right
far?
There.
I thought last week was pretty good.
And I thought the first one was.
Oh, the first one was no good.
No? Yeah.
No.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So, Jonathan, you're in the top two of three.
Okay, let's now bring on Simone. Hi, Simone.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How
good. Tell us a little bit about you, Simone.
Well, I live on the south side.
Okay.
I'm 30, and I'm a customer service manager.
All right.
And, I'm also divorced, and lately I've been really diving into my home improvement project.
Nice.
And, through a YouTube tutorial, I learned how to replace my kitchen sink, and it worked.
Awesome. So.
That's huge.
Well done.
Because I need to do that. I have one. It's been sitting in the basement for a while.
A tip I have for you, Ken, just make sure you turn the water off
first.
Thank
you. That's a good one.
Good job.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself. You know, trying to improve my life. So.
Yeah. Good for awesome. You, Simone. I love it. All right, how about you now? We want your best impression. What do you have?
Well, I listen to Drew Barrymore talk, and she says things like, oh, that's so Karmatic, and, you know, stuff like that. And she's like a flower child. That's my best.
Okay.
Very good. Very good.
This is so weird, because we just had a Drew Barrymore a couple of weeks ago. This
right.
is just
really?
Too funny. Yes.
I'm sure it was better than that.
I don't know.
I think
like
yours actually was the better one.
You used a bigger word. I like that.
Yes, you did. And you actually
Karmatic.
Put... You did a couple sentences, so I'll give it to you. Okay. All right. Well, here we go. Here's how it works. We're going to ask you up to three questions, one at a time. We'll get your answers. After each one, you'll have the opportunity to hang up if you just don't want to go any further with this for whatever reason. But if you both stay on the line, we get through all three questions, we'll pay for you to go out. And first question's going to you first, Simone. Colleen has it.
All right, Simone, what do you like but are kind of embarrassed to admit?
Well, I don't really want to say this because I know what Ken is going to say.
Yeah, so what? So do I every time, and I say it anyway. Just say it, Simone. It's okay.
It's the royal family.
Yes!
Oh, God.
Oh, it drives him crazy.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, Simone.
Let's hear it. I want to hear it.
Why do you like the royals? Go tell us.
Well, especially this past week or so, I mean, I always think they're kind of fascinating, but Philip was one that I was just somewhat knowledgeable about. And then, you know, in the last week, I've just consumed so much about him. So, Ken, did you know that Prince Philip liked bird watching.
Yes.
Did you know he was Greek?
He's
Greek. He was a Greek prince. Did you know that?
No, I knew none of that.
But I bet Simone did. Simone, did you?
He was a Greek prince?
Okay. Yes, I didn't know that.
All right. Yes, fascinating. Okay, how about you now, Jonathan? What is something you like but are embarrassed to admit?
Yeah, so my ex-girlfriend, she got me in a Real Housewives of Dallas. About a few years ago. And, okay, but I don't really want to complain on this, but it got me kind of hooked on, like, all of them. So,
yeah.
Like, at this point, I can't wait for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
You know, all the other Real Housewives of Miami to come back, like, later this year. So.
Yeah, no, it is one of those that I never got into either, and then I can't even remember which one I caught, but I texted a friend of mine who loves them, and I was like, I see the appeal in these crazy people.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I get it.
I've just decided you two should be together, and you should have Colleen and be a throuple.
Finally, some excitement in my life. I'm part of a throuple.
Jeez.
All right, let's take our first opportunity to count to three. I'll do that, and if either of you want to hang up, feel free. Otherwise, on to question two. One, two, three. All right.
All right. Still very good.
Here we go.
It's like having a second birthday. There's more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on the way in less than 10 minutes, including...
Well, we got to get the neighborhood involved in our questions. That's the next one coming up within 10 minutes.
Did you only hear the last 15 seconds of that? Catch up on the On Demand page at star1025.com.